I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
Triple T, episode 216, part 2 or 3 or 4. I don't know.
326! What is up, motherfucker? Sorry.
It's okay. I don't know if you knew that. I got gout, Toby. I got the gout real bad this one time.
Richie, if you don't reach over and choke him through the fucking screen, I'm going to reach past you.
What is this, Bart and Homer Simpson?
Not sure if you guys are aware of this, but Matt has gout.
Yeah, had it. It's gone. You say it stays forever.
Watch this shit that I can't do on TikTok Live.
Spark it up, big boy. Spark it up. This is fun. Thanks to all the people that that did come and hang out. Hey, 6 people found us, and we appreciate that. For whatever reason, you guys came out. Let's do the thing. So this is also going to be interesting, too, because obviously we're not on StreamYard. So there's I don't know, live you're looking at it. I guess it has the 3 boxes. I don't know. We'll clean it up a little bit. And what's cool, and I think Toby was super excited about this, you did mention, when we show a video, they're not uploaded like I did in the other platform. We're going to be showing them from the actual TikTok website, and the audio will be on while the video is rolling. So you can actually hear our kind of live commentary of the video instead of waiting and then reacting. So that'll be interesting. And thanks to everybody that sent some videos in everywhere. I started this new little, remember I had the old note sheet? So I started a new note sheet. Check this out. Sneak preek. Boop.
So sneak preek.
Preek. Sneak preek. Here's the new one. So these are going to be the videos that we are going to share. I've been given some
credit. Okay, I'm getting ready to scream at my wife because after I just got done telling her this is a high traffic time in my area, which is why and I'm looking at it on YouTube. I look like shit if I'm even moving. What does this bitch do? She fucking brings up Netflix to watch her goddamn cooking show. That shit ends right now. Hey! Turn off the Netflix! You're killing me!
You're killing me,
God damn it!
Ma, the meatloaf!
Ma! Well, I mean, meatloaf! Not the meatloaf!
What is she doing back there?
I don't know what she's doing back there. Don't worry, I'll get it. Ma! Squirrel's in the cage right now, like, fucking, what the shit?
Just go,
what?
If anybody didn't see, no, you didn't see it yet because it's only Tuesday. Thursday, you wait until the episode. It was one of the funniest moments that I've potentially seen out of hundreds and hundreds of shows. Without any spoilers, it does involve a squirrel. I guess that's a little bit of a spoiler. And Toby. But that's not
Dude,
a bit of a
squirrel. That squirrel fucked me up, bro. That squirrel fucked me up.
Oh,
Listen,
I watch it every day.
I'm okay with admitting when I lose a fight, okay? But I've never had to admit that I lost a fight with a small wild animal that I've turned, especially one that I've turned into a pet, that I brought into my loving home, that I have taken care of and given loving and everything it needs, just to have it turn on me like it did on fucking Sunday, aka the Thursday show. That shit was wrong, and I feel betrayed. Now, I thought I'd let you know, today, wrong. The wife tried coming in, all bundled up, which, that doesn't help the situation, because the squirrel already doesn't recognize the wife, right? Okay? Mm. So, now, she's coming in with, I'm not even joking, a straight-up Russian hat, a hat I got off of a guy from Russia, traded him for a beret, and she's got the ear flaps down, she's wearing a big bulky coat, and she's got one glove on, like goddamn reverse Michael Jackson and shit, and that squirrel jumped on her, lost its shit, ran down, bit her on the neck, looks like she's got a vampire fucking bite here, and then jumped onto my face and lost his fucking mind. I'm like, get out of the room, you're making him crazy, get out of the room. She left the room, and he just jumped up on top of his cage, and he's like, I got her, man. I got her. I was like, no, you're fine. I stuck my arm out, climbed up here, sat down. Everything was fine. But he was like, I got her, right, Dad? Like, I did the right thing? I'm like, nah, you fucked it up, man. But it's all right. It's cool.
Did you ask him, how many cigarettes was he deep at this point, though?
Bro, like four? Like, I left the room like three times today, and each time he came in, like, grabbed the whole pack. And drank half, I'm not joking, half of what was left of my energy drink today.
Should have gave him a Fahrenheit instead of a Celsius.
Dude, I had like a third of a Celsius left. He knocked over the can and was just like... I was like, fuck.
Valuable lesson here. Careful where you put your squirts. Okay. Video timing. You think we actually no? Let's catch. Let's see what you get. The boys are up to before we do some videos. Obviously, Toby super busy. Some things have been going on with you since the last Triple T. Besides getting attacked by a squirrel, I don't know if you have anything else you want to share. And then I know Richie's busy as hell with everything. You know, the 7,000 podcasts that he produces.
I think I'm doing all right. Yeah, I mean, work's going well.
Good.
I've decided that I'm going to start posting, compilations of like our greatest hits. So we'll do those, and then I'll do compilations of the Polar Pop videos, and I'll do compilations of the Mirror Info videos, which Richie knows very well. And then once that's done, my popularity will wane again. I'll go back to nothingness. And that's when we'll start doing cosplay and shit again.
Hell yeah.
Because people are like, I haven't seen you forever. I didn't know you were still creating.
When's Angel going to hit you with something?
Yeah.
Plus, there's another segment that you posted some new... Well, so you posted some stuff on that you might be doing more, or you don't want
to... I am going to try to get Richie back into doing some creative shit, and I'm gonna try to get him to co-host with me on TNNN as a co-host to Chase and Story. I'm not gonna overly pressure him. I'm gonna overly pressure you in order to get back and make some really good newscaster stuff. You're doing great. I really love you. And we're just gonna go ahead and try to make this happen. I'm not promising anything. I swear to God, Richie, I'm promising everything. That we are going to do our best to just give you some sort of content. We're going to give them everything that they're looking for. All right. So.
Well, I still have the suit.
At least you still fit well, in if yours.
If it ever works out where you might need be a guy too big, with a beard, yeah. Toby and Richie, let me know. I would help out any way that I can as well.
Oh, look at this. I take it you did not let producer Jace know that we are no longer on the same platform.
No, Jace, we're no longer on the platform.
This is a really weird way to tell you, Jace, that you've been fired. Sorry, but
step into my office.
I mean, shit happens, right, bro? Like, you're good to go.
Could have been worse. We could have killed you.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
No, Jace, we don't have a pink slip. You don't need to step into the office quite yet. But we are trying something different. And for anybody that wants to know, it's Riverside. We're trying Riverside. We've been StreamYard for a very long time. I've heard a lot of good things from people that use Riverside. There's a lot of cool stuff behind the scenes for production that I'm excited for. So we're trying it out. And it saves some money, quite a bit of money. And, yeah, we'll go and do the thing.
I'm not going to lie to you. Well. I'm just waiting. And then I myself am going to get a full thing at Riverside just to fuck with it a little bit. See if maybe I can get the wife back into making the horror video and movie. Since it does record everything separate, might be easier for me to have her watch a movie and do clips like that. Yeah.
And I was telling Richie, too, you can set up your phone, get the app that Riverside has, and you press it, and it says add extra camera. It's not on the live feed, but it records it, and then it'll mix them in, too. So potentially if you're watching it or jump scares or something, you have a separate one. I don't know. I think there's a lot of potential in being new. Obviously, we've messed some stuff up, press some buttons. And it'll we're going to try it for a month. The price is fantastic. I have like the middle tier, which is 15 hours a month that I can record in studio live or not. There's one underneath that's even more affordable. So, like I said, I mean StreamYard is double the price. Has some good things. There's some things at StreamYard I really really enjoy, like the pre thing. A couple of people messaged me, including Toby, was like, "Hey, there's no, you know, thing where we can get in there and do the early chat." That's one thing that Riverside does not offer. You can't really schedule once you press live, kind of like if you were just to go to YouTube. Just to go to Facebook. Similar if you were to go on TikTok. As soon as you press live, you're live on that platform. So when you press live, it goes live on multiple ones instead of scheduling. So there's some things that will work out, but hopefully it works out. If not, we'll end up back on the...
I don't like the fact that I can't see the public chat, but then again, I've got this nice little phone here that I can sit down right next to.
Yep, that's one... You guys heard that too?
Was that here? Or
we're all going to blow up.
Whose house was that?
Wasn't here.
It was mine.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I got worried for a minute because I don't have a
microwave. Listen, I've got a battery backup that controls this entire system.
Yeah, and they beep like that
too. As well as that back there. And if that... You guys were getting ready for me to go, well, let me tell you guys what I...
Yeah.
And it was just going to stick like that for like 20 minutes. Way to fuck that up, tree. Thanks. Get back in the chat where you belong, woman.
He said, get back in the chat where you belong, woman.
Oh, I didn't like that laugh. I'm going to pay for
he
that
He didn't
next
stutter.
Meetup.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a laugh that no man wants.
Yeah, I'm gonna pay for that on the next meetup for sure, 100%. All right.
Well, here it is. There it is.
What are you talking about next meetup? I still got to come pick up a snake, man.
Ah, shit. She didn't have to go with you, though. Right? Somebody got to watch the kids.
It's true.
That's true. Richie, how's things going with you, man? I know you're keeping busy. We've been chatting. And,
same shit.
Keeping busy might be an understatement.
Oh, same stuff, you know? Three podcasts, recording all over the place. Big things coming up and some big potential possibilities, some actual big names,
like
names that if I said you might actually know could potentially be coming on the podcast. So
love it. That's awesome.
Cool things are happening, man. Cool things.
Absolutely. And Toby, on the YouTube, I just clicked over there. The video looks pretty good. I think things are finally working. Oh,
I am showing it 25% uploading, which tells me I am super slow right now.
Well, your picture's clear, but it's going about like 15 frames per second.
Well, I mean, you know, that's like movie quality. Oh shit, that's like 20. That's 23 frames per second. Yeah, I fucked it all up. I said everything wrong. It's all right. I'm fine with it. I don't.
Hey, we've all pressed the buttons wrong. Well, by
you know
all
what? Great, whatever, Matt. Show the fucking video, dude.
I got go. I put a link in the I put a link in the YouTube chat. So for anybody that hasn't followed Jet Entertainment Tonight, feel free. They're almost at 200. That'd be a really cool accomplishment. And go give them a follow if you haven't.
These guys subscribe. Flip out.
Go subscribe. Let's get them to 200. I feel like everybody in the chat probably already has, but if you're rewatching this, maybe you haven't. But either way, check it out. Jet Entertainment Tonight. The link is in there. Go show it some love. I'm even going to pin it up top so you guys can pin that up there, and it'll be up there for the entire time. Yeah, let's try to show a video, huh?
Let's do it.
Let's see what the fuck happens. Nothing else has worked so far.
Let's see.
Let's see. I mean, it can only...
Just in case, thanks for joining us.
So Elo sent a kind of... How she described it is kind of like a Veterans Day style, which is this weekend of a Marine, of some people that I think you guys know. I've personally never met, but I know people that have met. What is it?
If this
David
is Nico
and...
Ortiz, I swear to God, I'll walk out of this goddamn room.
No. David and what is it? Schatz or however the female.
Oh, yeah. David. David and it's Schatz and Davy Chet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
He's good friends. Good friends of the family.
After I speak. Like,
they're
yes.
Good.
So this is a two part from them. The first part is obviously her, and the second part is kind of like a reaction to it. So for anybody that doesn't know, he was a Marine.
He's opening.
Yeah. So here's the first video here, and I do like on the desktop that they do the full screen. So this is a minute 21 of this, and if at any point. We can talk through this, so this is cool, I think.
Yeah. I'm probably going to talk a lot about during this.
And Marines love
like,
crayons.
Wow, this shit's boring.
There's a whole freaking section of crayon stuff. Look, it's even his favorite flavor. I don't know what this is, but it's a green crayon, and he's going to love it. Into the cart it goes. You're coming home with me. Every Marine deserves some self-love. Yes, please. How freaking perfect is this?
You know, looking at all the stuff that she's getting, let's be honest. Have any of you ever tried to pamper yourself with candles and body scrubs and stuff like that in the bathtub or anything?
No. And if I
said,
you really should.
It's a travel size snack pack.
Look at my face. Does it look like I do?
I don't know.
Exactly.
You know, he needs to try new things.
So we get the point. I mean, you know, Marine, the Marine joke. You know, with how they eat crayons and stuff like that.
What? I've never heard that before.
First time hearing. Long time.
First time.
Listen, I love Schatz. I love David. I was supposed to go meet him, or they were supposed to come here. We weren't sure how we were going to work it out. But let me explain something real quick about the Marine thing that bothers me. The number of times I get tagged in stupid ass Marine crayon videos. I am not a Marine. I'm U.S. Army, retired. I don't give two fucks about how stupid the Marines are. I get it. They're dense. They're duller than the fucking roundest marble you've ever seen. Got it. Love their crayons. Stop tagging me in their shit. I'm not a Marine. Sorry. Continue. By the way, best looking uniforms in
the
military.
True.
What's that?
Okay. I was just going to say, and if the people that are sending this to you, if you don't know that there are different branches of, you know, military, and you don't know the difference,
stop commenting on anybody's videos or sending.
So
get off the phone.
This is how I view it. When somebody tags me in a Marine's video, because they think it's funny, they're like, "Oh, Toby, this is awesome." I'm like, first of all, you don't get to make fun of these people. I do. They don't. You don't. You don't get to be like, yeah, fuck that guy, right, Toby? I'm like, you don't get to talk about them. I do. I'll kick your ass for talking shit about them. But the other thing is, it's almost like, so out of 20 years in the military, my favorite thing to do is like run into like older people and or either really old people or really young people. There's no in between. It's just those two groups. They'd be like, oh, you're at Fort Bragg, now known as Fort Liberty. They're like, oh, you're at Fort Bragg? My nephew's at Fort Bragg. Or my cousin is at Fort Bragg. Their name is John Smith. You know them? I'm like, there are 18,000 motherfuckers on this base. What do they do for work? I'm not really sure. I just know they jump out of planes. Okay. So we've reduced it down to 13,000 people. Awesome. Do you know what unit they're in? No. Yeah, met him last week. What a douchebag. Fucking, did you know that he raped a guy? Like, that was my favorite thing to do to people.
Yeah, there's...
That's awesome.
People are... Applause to you, people. Do we want to see the reaction video to that shopping video? I'm throwing it to you guys.
I mean, it really is like your standard, like, husband... It, like, here... This is... Listen. Okay. God damn it. I will tell you this.
As he pours a drink, I guess we're watching this shit. Let me pour it. Fucking.
Listen.
Roll it.
Loved David and his wife to death, like I said. However, his reaction video is that of any guy that is doing his best to appease his wife's sense of humor as a reaction to what he's seeing. Mm-hmm. He doesn't look like he truly enjoys what's being put in front of him or what he likes, but he's going along with it to make sure that Sarah is happy with his reaction. That's what I got out of the reaction video.
Yeah, and knowing the camera's on.
And knowing that the camera is right there filming him. Yeah, so he's not like, bitch, you don't think I'm fucking tired of hearing this shit from Toby and everybody else? Like, this is what you thought would be fucking thoughtful for my birthday? Where's fucking dinner? Huh? What about that? Where's my fucking dinner? Go. Work on it.
Yeah, like, maybe I could try the new Popeye's Christ. Chicken sandwich.
TikTok, right? TikTok, got to make money. Had to be over a minute, right? Like, fucking cunt.
It is. A minute 43.
Yeah.
All right, here's the thing. You guys want to cut it, just tell me, because I can see
open.
You have to make motions.
Eyes.
Cut it.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Rah, rah, rah. Got me some devil dog toys. Back off, pups. They're mine. It's a snack bag. Okay, this is cool, but nothing beats the.
All right, we good?
I will say this. He makes a comment right there. He goes, this is cool, but nothing beats the Whoopi. He's Whoopi. Fucking right. That's true.
Okay, I'm gonna snuggle you. What bath bomb set? Bombs.
No, no, no.
In the tub. Smells good. Bandages.
Yeah.
We have Corman for that. Okay, I'm gonna eat them. Finger paints. Soap. Is it edible too?
No. The snack on the go.
I love mobile snacks.
It's your lunchbox for your snack. Yep, you're tracking.
Okay, I've had enough. You guys good?
Yep.
Love it. That's very thoughtful. Cute couple.
Interestingly enough, like, I was watching that live on the YouTube, and it was delaying on the YouTube as well. And see, you know, Matt has low signal, so I guess it's just... Matt's recording is going to continue smoothly, but his live video will return when the internet improves. I don't know if that's
mine. Is that
mine.
What it says?
It has to be mine.
Are you
that has to be yours because everything's good on my end.
Yeah. I fucking hate Windstream. Fucking hate it. Here's the thing. Like, I love Sarah and David. I absolutely love them. But some of their stuff is just... I think we all know that I prefer things that are either... It's either sketch comedy, so it's obviously staged, or it's a natural reaction, and you can't tell that it's staged.
Right.
When it's obviously staged, I'm done with it. I'm done with it. And like I said, I love them both. I think they're genuine people. I think they're good people. But that... is obviously staged, and I have such difficulty watching videos like that. But that's, again, it's me. I don't know how everybody else feels about it. I'm not trying to sway anybody else's opinion. I don't need a shit ton of people going over and telling David and Sarah, oh, did you know Toby was talking shit about you? Fuck you if you go to that, by the way.
Yeah, it's kind of how opinions work.
Because
you're just
I will call them and be like, that's not what I was saying. But it's just, yeah, I bet Angel's Netflix is 100% right now while Toby suffers. You know what? You're not fucking wrong at all. She's literally enjoying the fuck out of her baking show.
In 4K resolution.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I personally, that's not the kind of stuff that I would enjoy seeing, and I feel like they're making it. And like I said, I've never met them, but I've chatted with them back, like offline through messages and stuff. And I just feel like they're putting that out because that's what their viewers want to, and there's nothing wrong with it. You know what I mean? They're making content. That's what people they want to see. And yep, they're just different land, and I have no problems with it. You know, there's a lot of people that love it and think it's hilarious.
David and Sarah definitely have a grasp on what the younger viewership of TikTok is looking for when it comes to the format and style of a video.
Yep.
Absolutely say that. They gained a popularity for a reason. They remain on that very child-friendly side of TikTok. I mean, Sarah's account really blew up because she was doing the whole David Nate needs to take me to Disney World or Disneyland, videos where she kept dropping hints to him, and we're at day 126 of getting David to take me to Disney World and so on and so forth. Like, they get it, and I'm very proud of them for their success. And that's 100%. For those of you that don't know, David's also an actor, and he's been in several things. Yeah. And someday I really do want to work with him. I'm trying to get him into the film that I made, that I've got a script for. I'm trying to pull him into that, but
that'd be cool.
Yeah, they're really genuinely good people. But those.
Hey, this is Casey Shearer.
And this is Ray.
Do you like pop culture?
We're pretty sure you do.
Then come on over and check us out at deluxeedition.show.
You will not be sorry. Or maybe you will be. I don't know.
I'm going to pull this in just a little bit closer. Elo, this isn't the kind of shit that we're looking for this goddamn show. Okay? Can you send us something that's funny and fucking entertaining? For Christ's sakes, because Shats and David Chet is probably not going to be it. All right, thanks.
She sent a third video. Do we want to see if she redeems herself?
Well, let's see.
Let's see if it redeems itself. All right. And hopefully it plays well. If it doesn't play very well, then I'll have to figure this shit out. So sorry for the skipping in the port. We'll come up with a better thing if this skips. It continues.
Gin for men. What are you doing in the bathroom, and why the fuck is it taking you that long to poop?
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Yep. It does delay a little bit when we play it like that, but first of all, if you don't follow Buckets the drummer, you're missing out in general, because he's
so awesome,
fabulous. Oh, fucking love him. I want to know who the fuck he is. I know he drums for a big band. I know that he does. He's alluded to the fact.
Have you seen him without his thing on?
Nobody's seen him without his shit on, except for like the people that have worked.
He posted a reveal video.
No, he did not. Not a real reveal video.
My shit. Dude.
You're full of shit.
It's time for a face reveal.
Okay, the secret's out. It's me, Dalton Kagan from Guns N' Roses. I'm also Buckets the drummer. So I started playing drums again, and I decided to just make this alter ego, Buckets the drummer.
It's time.
God damn it!
There was,
I thought maybe you had
people
something.
That hadn't seen that before.
You motherfucker! I know that he's a drummer from a real, like a legit band, and he's alluded to it multiple times, but I don't know which one it is. He's never given enough hints to where you might even be able to guess.
No shit. Yeah, he's. I mean, obviously, if you know the guy from Guns N' Roses or can get him in a video like that, you probably are pretty successful in what you do. But yeah, if you guys don't follow him, you don't have. We're not the boss of you.
He's in quite a few videos with Allie the Piper, which if you guys don't know who she is, I highly recommend you go check her channel. She's amazing.
She's good at the bagpipes too.
We'll just go to the next video.
Raph,
you know I'm not wrong.
Raph with a comment in the Riverside chat. We know it's not Def Leppard.
Yeah, because that Guns N' Roses drummer gave it all away, right, Raph? You fucking dumbass.
All right. Well, where is this? There was one video that was sent in multiple times. Where the fuck is it? This one.
A plot twist, he's actually a guitarist. That's what somebody said in the live chat.
And I feel like they sent this
look
and
at,
said,
like, honestly, as much as I hate Kid Rock for the whole taking a Tommy gun or whatever the fuck he took to Bud Light and spurring a whole bunch of people coming and bitching at me for having an Anheuser-Busch product in my videos, because, you know, being a blind follower to dumb shit is a great thing nowadays.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The one thing that I remember specifically about Kid Rock is when he was on MTV, they were doing a live show, and he was doing Ba Wa Ta Ba. And he played the guitar, the drums, the bass, like, and then sang. And I was like, that motherfucker has some goddamn talent. Like, like overall talent. It's amazing to find out that a lot of your band members play more than just one instrument. Like, you think, oh, you're a bassist. No, I'm a bassist in a... And a drummer. I'm like, did you say bassist and drummer? Like, you don't do, like, the main guitar? And they're like, no. I can't do rhythm. I'm like.
Well, I have some people that are the, like, kind of like you said, their main is guitar, but the only way that they can get in pretty good bands is to go play bass. And they're just like, oh, yeah, you know, I play the bass. And you're like, you can always tell by, like, the bass players that are proud of it and ones that are like, yeah, I mean, I play bass. It's like, cool.
Like, fucking Richie, I know you know. Bassist from Limp Bizkit.
Oh, I don't know their names. I wasn't that person. I didn't keep up with the names. I barely knew the people who sung the song.
I don't know why I can't for this exact moment. West Borland. West Borland from Limp Bizkit and Les Claypool from Primus. Best two bassists I've ever known in my entire life.
Hell yeah.
Sorry.
Hell yeah. I wasn't, I don't know. I didn't get into Limp Bizkit as much. There were so many people wearing red backwards baseball hats, and I'm a Pirates guy, and they didn't put it out in red. So I didn't feel cool. So I didn't listen to Limp Bizkit. And nor did I want to have the soul patch? Didn't he rock a soul patch?
A little thing right here.
Yeah, he did rock the soul patch, but you didn't want to do it for the nookie. I did everything for the nookie, all of it, every last bit.
And then there was that guy that baked cakes that looked like him, but like a little bit bigger version of him. I don't know if you guys were into cooking shows. What the hell?
No,
was it? I don't know. There was a really good guy out of Maryland. Baked cakes, and he always got Fred Durst jokes thrown at him.
Look at me.
I'm looking.
And then look at him. And then ask if we're into baking shows.
Well, your wife watches shows. I don't know if you would have crossed this.
Matt, back. Am I my goddamn wife? Am I my wife? No. Next video.
You guys share a Netflix? Do you guys share a Netflix account?
No, we don't. She has her own separate one for that bullshit.
It was Ace of Cakes. His name was Duff Goldman. There you go. Now you know. I Googled it.
Ding, 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 ding.
I Googled that shit.
I Googled the shit out of it. All right. This video was sent in multiple times, and naturally it was, please show Toby. We want to see what Toby has. I feel like...
If it's crayons, I'm going out that goddamn door right there.
It's an animal.
It's not crayons.
God damn it. Is it an animal?
Animal is closer. But
I could get it hurt.
No, that'd be cool. I wouldn't have the buildup of like, be prepared, Toby. Animal was closer. Let's just do the thing.
Okay.
There we go.
Dog shit used to turn white. And it was better. They used to put too much bone meal in the dog food. And it would turn the shit white. Now the shit is just shit colored.
What, I mean,
we used to have magic color-changing dog shit.
I mean,
but this
like
woke mind virus has taken that away from us. Thanks a lot, keyboard social justice warriors.
All right, well, that went heavy. That went hard for no absolute goddamn reason. Like, listen, I understand, like. My dog shit used to go like white after like a week and a half or so, but the fact that it doesn't, I almost feel like it's healthier now. Like, I feel like, hey, you're having regular colored shit and it's staying like that for a week. I feel okay about this. When I'd go pick up Casper's poop, if I like waited too long, I'd feel bad. I'd be like, do we need to take the dog to a vet? No, too much bone meal.
I mean, if a dog that is going to shit white and probably be all right, at least its name is Casper, right?
You would hope. Or like Champ, whose shit was never white, and that motherfucker was albino. So if he's pooping brown poop, I'm going to have to say he was healthy. He lived to the nice old age of 15 years old. And for a boxer, which is 8 to 10... I'm going to say he lived past his prime. So don't tell me what to feed my dogs. You.
Right?
I can't say anything because I'm wearing a beef jerky hat, and I was getting ready to say something about jerky. So we're going to move on.
You think that guy? You think that guy's going to be like the Gen Z's version of Alex Jones kind of thing?
Oh, like...
Putting the chemicals in the dog food to turn the freaking poop brown.
That turns the poop white and the frogs are gay. Like that guy?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's 100%. The future right there.
That's the frog. That's the new frogs are gay guy. The frogs
Nancy
are
Pelosi's
transgender.
Nancy Pelosi's tits are causing economic collapse.
That one got you pretty good, though, didn't it, Richie?
The frogs are transgender. Yeah, I mean, it got me because I'm like, what the fuck is this asshole talking about?
Man, nobody's going to listen to you when you come off crazy.
Bro, speaking of which, by the way, let me explain this real quick. If you throw whole-ass corn out for your pigs and you let your Great Danes out while the pigs are still hoovering up the corn, the next day's shits are going to be interesting. Because Great Danes poop like a massive amount. It's like a puddle of poop. And when you see pieces of corn, bro, when you see whole ass pieces of corn, you look over at your dogs like, are you good? Are you good?
Like, it's only weird if it comes out in a cob form.
Yeah.
That whole corn and poop thing still makes me giggle. How does that happen? I chew it. I know I chew it. How does it come out whole again?
Yeah. In a week and a half later.
Yeah.
A week and a half later. I will not have had corn on the cob or any type of corn for a month. And a month later, I'm like, how?
Wait a minute. I don't remember having corn.
How?
Like fat bastard from Austin Powers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's classic. All right. This video made me laugh pretty good. And I hope it does the same for you. This guy, what a stud.
You're under scrutiny now. Now you're under scrutiny. Fuck yeah, man.
It's so good.
I can't laugh too much because that's how I broke my arm, but on a bike.
I wasn't. Shit.
You know, you don't expect it, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, he's good, he's good.
Yeah, hey, I was like, fuck yeah, man. And the bam! And it's, oh, shit.
Right over the handlebars.
That didn't feel good. Always wear a helmet, kids.
Always wear a helmet. Always.
Whether you're riding a bike, a four-wheeler, or you're having intercourse, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Wear a helmet. I think that was a saying. Wear a helmet at some point, probably in Dare. I don't remember that shit.
God damn, man. Like, I was...
I told you, that was a good giggle, right?
Yeah,
that was under scrutiny.
Bro, this, like, I was like, it's a good video. And the end. The end hit, and I was like, well, all right.
Yeah, what's so funny, Matt? Yeah, Jace goes, Toby went from proud to disappointed to happy instantly.
Yeah, like that. fuck.
All right, this person should probably also wear a helmet, I think. This is just, there's a lot going on in this video. We might have to show it twice, and there's definitely going to need, it might need a breakdown, but it might not. But this just gets... This is awesome. This is awesome. Okay. Toby, you sent this, so you should enjoy it.
Oh, shit. Okay. What do we got? Oh!
I don't strip him.
Took him out of his shirt!
Don't strip him.
Damn! Oh,
<my God>.
Thank you, Richie, for sending over that live footage from outside on your sidewalk.
Right.
Right outside his window.
The past couple of nights, I've actually literally had to run a couple off again. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How's your kid doing with the BB gun?
I'm trying to get him to side in on those crackheads, you know? Keep them off the property, man.
I'm not going to lie to you. So for anybody that doesn't
have it up in the front porch and the balcony out there, set up, ready to go.
For anybody that's unaware, I gave Richie's, what was he, 12, 13?
Yeah, he's 12.
So I gave him a AR-15 fully automatic BB gun, CO2 powered BB gun. And I'm not going to lie to you, this thing throws down. This thing will throw down some BBs. And I gave it to him, and the first thing he said to me when I told him he could have it, he's like, I'm going to get all the crack hoods in my hair. I was like, you talk to your dad, and I'm okay with it.
The cops told me to shoot him.
Hey. Hey.
Hey, just being a good citizen out there, doing what you can to protect it. Speaking of crackheads, let's show this video.
Oh, God. What do we got?
Ooh, I forgot I had to press play.
Oh, God, look at her face.
That's all I need.
Mm-hmm.
You sure that's what you need $18 to cut your power back on now?
Mm-hmm.
Be honest. Be honest.
No, I'm not.
What you want it for, really?
That hard stuff.
That hard stuff.
There it is.
You don't need to, though.
I love it.
Woman, you don't need that stuff. You don't need to go buy nothing but something to eat, okay?
Okay.
All right, that's $20. Don't go buy no crack.
Wait a minute, that was a $10 bill.
Makes me feel so fucking fantastic and so horny.
Okay, you have a good.
No,
can I use your phone?
I'm behind on my light bill too. $17.
What you need? Jesus, no, no. First of all,
I did not see another
$10 bill behind that other $10 bill. That was a $10 bill, right?
No,
yeah, 100%.
And he said 20, but yeah.
Yeah.
She don't know. She'll find out when she gets there.
The moment she went, I was like, all I could think of, all I could think of was Kingpin.
Yes.
In The Rent. Yeah.
Rents do.
And the Rents do. And you're like. Oh,
man.
Oh, my God. She had one tooth for every fucking viewer we get in this fucking goddamn live.
Even Scott Norwood could have made the kick through those uprights.
Jesus.
Sorry about that. Got him good. For anybody that there is, for whatever reason, 46 minutes into the live stream, even though it's been an hour and 15 minutes for the live stream, somebody asked, where the hell has Euban? Euban is like super, super, super sick. Hasn't been able to go to work for a couple of days. So Euban is trying to get better. I don't know what he's got going on. He's going to tell the full story this weekend about some stuff that was found out at the doctor's. Not like super serious by any means, but it's pretty. Would have been very life changing for you, Ben, but it had a funny outcome. So we'll let him share the story. But yeah, he's super sick. Sorry about that, Toby.
Listen, I understand a lot of our viewers won't get it, but I understood the Sam Norwood fucking thing, and I'm so sorry. I've got wine all over my keyboard, all over my mouse. It's on my walls. I'm like, God damn it.
I thought you were sipping whiskey.
No. I'm not allowed to touch hard liquor.
I'm not either.
I've had a total of 6 ounces of hard liquor since last October.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, I'm not supposed to either, but every once in a while when you get a cool gift, I'm not gonna show it, but there's gonna be a cool gift.
Well, I mean you have gout, so.
I have gout, so I heard having a whiskey tower is good for the gout. New drinking game. Every time you hear the word gout, take a sip.
Rich is just like... God damn
it. There it is.
All right, sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, but I realized, did you know this is how we look on when we're live? It's our full things.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I'm interested to see if it's going to, like, I don't know, if the video stays up and then we edit and I post the updated edited version and then just, like, hide this video, just leave this video and there's a compare and contrast. I don't know. What's your guys' thoughts? Just leave this one and have an edited nice one? I don't think we need to do it twice, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I think you could just put this one private potentially and then just put the other one edited and put it out. We'll figure it out. We'll talk offline.
We'll figure it out. I mean, you can let the live people watch the live thing, and then when you edit it down, you re-upload that, you make the live one private to only to members only, and you get let everybody else see, you know, the edited, the AI edited down version.
Hell yeah, that's a great idea. Great idea. This video, Toby, that you sent me, I've watched probably 10 times.
I didn't send a lot, but I did send a couple of good ones.
And I did queue up a couple of the ones from over the week. A lot of them are in the other platform, and I cannot download them, so that sucks. But there was this one that I went through back, and it's probably the worst luck that any of us have ever seen in one moment. And this, for anybody that doesn't love sports, this is going to be our sports segment. Even though, if you haven't, go Google Scott Norwood. All right, here we go.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's Jason Bourne.
Oh. God, it's so
just
stomach shot, headshot.
Jesus Christ.
In Street Fighter, that is what you call a combo. Mm-hmm. You're getting extra points for that one.
I watched an entire hour and a half long documentary on Midway today, which was all about Street Fighter, or not Street Fighter, but Mortal Kombat and NBA Jam and everything else. So, and Narcs, for those of you that have never played the game Narcs. Amazing game. One of the very first photorealistic video captures games of ever. So, sorry.
Is it, it's worth a watch then?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. And then you have those one arcade
it's
up guys.
Scott Sterling. Please tell me you've watched a Scott Sterling video.
It doesn't ring a bell.
Okay, listen.
I'm listening.
You've got, I understand this is TikTok Tuesday, but you are able to share your screen from whatever you watch, right?
I have seen this guy. Yep.
Which go to YouTube, type in Scott Sterling Soccer. That's all you got to put in. And I want you to play that. It's long. Fucking worth it. I think everybody, I know we're not a sports show, but I think everybody here will thoroughly enjoy the entire video.
This one is 5 minutes, but maybe we'll show a couple minutes of it, you think?
Yeah, yeah. Just show like the last 2 minutes of it.
Okay, let me go.
Make it the last three, and we'll cut it short because there's a lot like celebration and stuff at the end.
Yeah, here we'll roll this here. You tell me where we'll jump in.
We have witnessed an unbelievably well fought match tonight, and it's come down to penalties. Peterson for Yale taking the first approach.
Spectacular! North Carolina's goalkeeper.
Deal that man. Dealing with more pressure now. Than a submarine.
Indeed.
Oh, crowd showing some appreciation.
Scott Sterling. Johnson places the ball on the spot, getting ready. That man literally has a cannon for a leg.
Yes, he does.
Here he goes, winding up for the shot, and the cannon has fired and hit Sterling directly to the face.
We clocked that at a stunning 116 kilometers per hour.
Now that's a lot of miles per hour.
Little chance that man's nose is not broken.
The whole chat is please God,
now Sterling getting checked out for that one. Spectacular save though, but sadly he's not out of the woods yet.
Jesus Christ.
Now a bit shaken, but not Sterling. This crowd absolutely loves this man.
And Sterling's teammates welcome him back, a hero.
As it comes up a little bit, just
yells up again for the second attempt, looking to make it 2-0.
He approaches the ball with some determination. Here he goes.
Oh, it's high and wide, way off target.
Yes, apparently he thought he was kicking a field goal.
Wrong kind of football, I'd say.
Good show.
Back now to Scott Sterling. He looks a bit worse for wear, but ready for round two.
And Shaw takes a moment. Here he goes with the approach.
Sterling with a fantastic dive. The ball flies straight through his hands and once again strikes him straight in the schnoz.
And let's see it again on the old instant replay.
I've seen the behind the scenes of this.
Detail captured
this
in
guy
HD
took a soccer ball to the face literally like
kilometers per hour.
Over 100 times.
Does not look well.
to get
two
all this
wonderful
footage.
Saves and two definite concussions.
But here's the thing: somebody asked me, they're like, "What's better, this or the Scott Sterling
takes
volleyball?"
Him off the field like
Scott Sterling volleyball is faster, quicker,
gazelle,
like
the
it all runs through faster.
Adieu,
but Sterling. This is the original. This is why I say this one's
PK.
Better.
Richards
because
it
establishes
like
the
an
Scott
girl.
Sterling.
The crowd holds their
legacy.
Breath as he goes in. Here it comes. Oh! Very anticlimactic.
Let's see who
they got
to replace. Shot is like
Scott Sterling is back. He's still
Scott
in the game.
Sterling
oh, my.
The,
and he's taking a
dome.
Very odd tactic now.
Seems to be curling up to protect his face.
Not exactly a recommended technique, but here it goes. Wait, no, no. Lampert needs to tie his shoe. Oh, and that's why you do a double knot, kids.
Sterling. Still waiting for the kick to happen. He's probably wondering when.
Oh! Sweet butter crumpet! Ball drill Sterling!
Sweet
right
butter crumpet!
Sows must be absolutely devastated! He's gonna look like a witch that blew her broom into her nose and then crashed into a hammer!
I hardly even care about
the
this announcers
attempt. Are so
Let's go back
great,
to Scott Sterling!
I don't even care about
the
this.
Man, myth, the legend!
Perfect blocks by Sterling and his cat-like face reflexes.
Absolutely incredible. Though I must say, Sterling does not look well at all.
Well, you know football players like to add a bit of drama, don't they?
They're gonna take him out. No, wait! They brought him a chair!
Oh, a bolt!
They brought him a chair!
Manager! Bane sets up for the fourth attempt!
And this, frankly, is a gimme. He literally just has to kick it anywhere except where Sterling is sitting.
There is no possible way that North Carolina can mess up this shot.
Sterling! You know wrong!
Look at him begging for mercy when it's mercy that should be begging for him!
He has looked death in the eye and
imagine
said, take
taking
your best
that shot,
shot to
even
which
if it's just
like
a
by
soft
punching him in the face
nerf
over
ball,
and over and over again.
If Yale makes
man,
this final shot, it's all over. But no! Oh, he misses, which means we're going to Scott Sterling!
His face is like a brick wall!
A brick wall that can feel pain and cries a lot!
But where's Sterling?
A brick wall that can feel pain and cries
what
a lot!
Is he doing?
He's throwing away the match! Oh! Sterling has done the impossible!
I can't believe it! Look at that! He played it just right! What incredible instincts to crawl away from the goal like that!
And his teammates rush
what
the field!
What incredible instincts
happy
to crawl away from the goal like that!
Panini sculpture of a finish!
As his teammates carry him off on the stretcher
right,
of glory, we thank you for sharing...
Oh, God damn.
Scott Sterling!
Oh, it's so good. The volleyball one is just as good because, like, they pick him up and they walk him to the net and he still gets spiked and they're like, Scott Sterling! Like, that's the next one I want to see. I want to see a Scott Sterling hockey where he's playing a defender that keeps jumping in front of the puck and eventually he's just dead laying there and they're still racking slap shots and smacking him in the face. Because they're not getting it high enough off the ice. I don't know. I just it could easily be done.
Yeah,
I think so. It'd be hilarious. Yeah, hockey would be good. I'm trying to think. Rugby could get wild.
Oh God.
Football, obviously American football. That'd be if they could put a funny take on curling.
Imagine See, taking one. I was thinking curling too. I was thinking curling too. But at a minimum. They could easily do it with hockey because all you need is a defender down and somebody taking a slap shot, hits him in the face, bounces off, goes to another guy on the offense. He takes a slap shot, hits him in the face. It'd be much more much more fast paced than even the volleyball. Because with hockey, if it goes over that blue line, that's it. You have to stop. Well, until a penalty happens or whatever, but you could easily do it with him being a defender, blocking the first shot with his face, and just being knocked out and everybody taking shots after that, and he just happens to be in the right spot. Like, just...
Hit him in the groin a couple times, too, you know?
Oh, yeah,
Jester
yeah.
said lacrosse. Lacrosse could get...
Lacrosse would be another good one. Yeah, absolutely.
Look at us. We're brilliant. All right, let's do this one here from Jester. Speaking of Jester, that he sent over, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I'm not
boxing
anything
wins.
Up. Here we go.
Son of a bitch. You see, I thought it was over after this picture here. I thought this was bad, but, you know, we'll get over it. This motherfucker made a whole series of these pictures. A series! Look at these motherfuckers. Each one is worse than the last one. And that's not even an exaggeration. Bruh, some of these I have to blur the name out. Look at this one. This one particularly hit me in my feels. When I catch you, Ricky, let me tell you something. When I meet up with you, when I meet up with the animal that drew these pictures, we run in fades. We run in fades when I see you.
The cost got me. That was it, man. I was like, done. I'm done. 100% cost with Hitler. Just like, just Pixar Hitler saying cost. All right, man.
Pixar Hitler.
He's like, that could be Pixar. Well, breathe. This is the one I had a problem with, bro. I'm like, nah, man. Cost got me.
That could be video of the year. That could be the video of the year.
Well, my cheeks hurt.
Well played, Jester. You have three grown men that can't breathe. And maybe that shouldn't have said. Anyways, that's a wrap. We hit our time. There's no other. We can't get any better than this. So
all right. Yeah.
I feel like it's the best time. Thanks to not only the three of you for the patience for trying out this new platform. We'll regroup and see if we can continually use this. I think we could potentially make this work. I'll try to get the videos better. Toby had a great idea earlier what we can do. We'll keep messing with this. We'll keep making it better. And thanks to everybody for whatever reason continually watching this. So thanks again. And whether you're listening, whether you're watching, we appreciate the hell out of you. And yeah, that's all I got. You guys got anything else?
Fucking cost, man. God damn. I'm sorry, man. I hadn't seen that. Like, cost. Just the cost with a Pixar Hitler.
Oh my god, that was like, so good.
Just that phrase alone is hilarious. Pixar Hitler.
I'm sorry. I got nothing after that. We're good. We're good.
Oh, well played, Jester. Jeez. Thank you so much. And everybody else that sent in some videos.
Fucking crazy.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. Unless we mess it up again, then we'll see you at some point. So.
Hey, this is Ron. Do you like movies?
Hey, this is Ragnar. Y'all like alcohol?
Hey, guys, this is Stu. Do you like punishments?
Hey, this is Goot. Do you like cinephiles?
Hey, everybody, I'm Chase. Do you guys like alcohol poisoning?
If you like all of that, then check us out at Barrel Age Flicks. We're on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms out there.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.